This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we get this week started, just remember that the number one thing in your life is your relationship with God. I keep reminding you of that because I know I need to be reminded of it all the time too. It's easy to get caught up in the busyness of our days and the deadlines that are looming and the pressures of life, and to lose sight of this that really is at the foundation of everything. As a Christian, you are born again. You have spiritual life, and that life flows through your relationship with God. Never neglect your relationship with God. Never let other things come in the way of it, because if you do, you're only hurting yourself. And after all, you were made for a relationship with God. I want to talk this week with you on the theme, Why Are You Here? And each day, Monday through Friday, I want to cover a different reason, one of the great reasons that God has put you here on this earth. Reason number one comes from Matthew 22, verses 36 to 38. Just listen as I read. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? This is one of the experts in the Jewish law, asked Jesus this question. Which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said to him, here it is. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The number one purpose of your life is contained in Jesus' words here. According to Jesus, the chief end of your life is to love God with all that is in you. Now, you may have memorized at some point that the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. And that's not at all in the conflict with Jesus' words. But one is the result and the other is the cause. One is the root, and the other is the fruit. And the one that is the root from which all other right things in your Christian life will flow is your all-consuming love for Jesus Christ. Do you know that if you get loving God right, then all the other aspects of your life will become right too. If you love God, then you will obey Him. If you love Him, you'll honor Him. If you love Him, you'll live to please Him. If you love God, then you'll love His will for you. If you love God, then you'll trust Him, even in the hard times. If you love God, then just like any other love in your life, He'll fill your mind and your speech. You'll want to think about Him. You'll want to talk about Him to other people. Why are you here? Why did God put you on this earth? As you go into this day today, what is your greatest purpose? To love God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. I wonder, how could you love God more fully today? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.